Out of executive session. Thank you, Courtney. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are now out of executive session. I will now call the meeting to order. If we would quickly please do the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you please remain standing for a moment of silence, and in your thoughts, please keep Jane Churchman in your mind. She was the wife of Joe Churchman, who was on our audit committee, I believe, for quite a period of time, and a longtime resident of Dewey. She passed away this month. Okay, thank you. For the record, let's show that all commissioners are present. Mark Applebaum is present. Richard Forston, attorney, is present, and also Noel Primos, representing the same firm as Fred Townsend. Fred is out of town on vacation on this awful day. God bless him. Okay, now, with your permission, commissioners, I would like to go directly to the MAR so that we have time to hopefully get that done before we do the public hearing. Which is scheduled for 11, although we could delay it a little bit if we needed to get that item done. So where I'm doing is going to the adoption of the agenda. Notice that the public hearing has been noticed at 11. People said that was confusing, but we had to set an exact time for the public hearing. So it does get confusing. We're just following rules. So I'd recommend we do item 3 first to cover the MAR before the public hearing. And also note that number 12 on your agenda, which was to approve an application for requests for expansion of premises, has been deleted. In fact, the applicant called and asked to remove it. We'd been trying to get the paperwork, and he wasn't getting it to us, and it wasn't going to work out for today.
Where are the minutes on the agenda later?
The minutes on the agenda.
They're at the bottom of the first page.
They're just not on the
page.
Right on the bottom of the first page.
Okay.
And so we're going to skip that for now. We'll come back and do the minutes and all that stuff later, all right? But may I have a motion to amend the current agenda to do item 3, which is the MAR, first, before the other items, go back to all the other items, like approval of minutes after that, and that we would remove item 12.
So moved.
Well, thank you. Any other, a second?
Sure.
All in favor?
Can I ask a question before? The reason I was asking about the minutes, do we have on the town website a draft of the minutes for January 2nd when we talked about the MAR and the town space?
That's an executive session. We don't put those on them.
No, we had an open meeting.
The open meeting.
Do we have draft minutes or the tape of that?
We have a tape of it. I don't remember if there was draft minutes from that meeting.
Well, okay. In a minute, maybe we need to technically do them, but the minutes would have been that we came out of executive session, so there was nothing to vote on.
Well, no, but we had a public discussion with David Sills, and he...
Oh, I see, yeah. I see. All right.
And then just one question about minutes before we amend the agenda, because minutes are coming later. Do we have any notes from the town manager meeting on January 17th, or any tape, notes or tape?
I don't know if we need minutes for that. We've had minutes with the businesses, and we didn't have minutes either.
Okay. I had a couple people ask me about it.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so anyway, did we vote on that then? Did we agree to change it? No. Let's take a vote. All in favor of changing the agenda as I had described?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, so we are now in item 3 on the agenda, which is discuss and possibly vote to approve a third amendment to the mutual agreement and release regarding the Reddertown Development Project as follows, and basically describes that we would change the formula that dictates the number of hotel units and to compensate the town for the dedicated space that we would give up. That's the synopsis. It's on the agenda in full. So with that, I would like to call on Richard Forston, our attorney on this matter, to give a statement as to where we are and his opinion of the whole issue.
Thank you, Your Honor. Richard Forston, special counsel of the town. Some time ago, I guess back in 2011, when I was not here in Dewey Beach, and neither was Noel Primos and Scripture and Rodriguez, and in fact, I don't think most of the members of council were, the town had entered into what is titled a mutual agreement and release that the developers of the Runnertown project, and that's sometimes referred to as the MAR. And the MAR covered a number of topics and issues. There's a height limitation, there's all sorts of requirements, requirement for a boardwalk, requirement for meeting space, and set forth a number of limitations. And it was essentially a settlement over various disputes having to do with the redevelopment of that project. Last summer, the developer came in for the next phase of the project, and some issues arose over interpretation of the MAR and precisely what some of its terms meant. And that led to discussions with the developer. In addition, I believe it's fair to say that the town, or at least some of the town, don't believe that the 3,000 square feet of space that the town is supposed to get somewhere in the project, and the MAR doesn't say where, probably the town would prefer, I think, at this point, to have its own facility somewhere else in town, not part of that project for a variety of reasons. So we had a series of conversations with the developer about a possible amendment to the MAR. And there is now a draft third amendment that does essentially two things. The original MAR put a number of hotel rooms in place and then said that you could build as many condos put a number of condos in place as well, and it said a number of the condominium units could be made available for use. We are now making clear that 20 condominium units that can be made available to the hotel is going to be increased to 40 condominium units, but they are limited to one bedroom, one bath, can't be two bedrooms or anything bigger than that. And we are then providing that an additional 90 residential condominium units may be constructed, which is an increase by 5, for a total now of 100.
Wait, it's an increase by 5 from the previous agreement, but actually a reduction of what was originally allowed, right?
Correct. I mean, the bottom line is that the overall density of the project is not going to increase, because
right.
If by changing from two-bedroom condominium units to one-bedroom condominium units, you have the same requirements in place.
Right.
And so the size of the project, in terms of its physical size, isn't going to change. The height limit is still in place. All the physical constraints are still there. But the way you divide up that space with the condominium declaration essentially is going to be different. So that clears up and actually, I think, provides much greater specificity than the original MAR did, which was one of the problems that we were having with the developer about exactly what was meant. And then with respect to the town space, this agreement provides that the developers will pay a total of $500,000 in cash, I'll say up front, I'll come back to that in a second, and then an annual payment of $37,500 a year in perpetuity. And the $500,000 is going to be paid, $400,000 will be paid no later than June 30th, 2017, which is approximately 2.5 years from now. The additional $100,000 will be paid by April 1st, 2020, which is approximately 5 years from now. So you'll get $500,000 up front and then a $37,500 payment in perpetuity. And then one additional thing, right now, because we don't have the space and the hotel is open, the developer has been paying a $500,000 kind of payment in the $5,000 payment per month. That is going to continue until the town is paid the $400,000. So they'll keep making that $5,000 a month payment. The payments made starting April 1st will be credited against the $400,000. So instead of waiting 2.5 years for the full $400,000, we'll be getting some of it along the way. The $400,000 payment will be secured by a letter of credit in favor of the town, so that if for some reason the developer doesn't make that payment, there's a letter of credit and we automatically can then get the cash. And in addition, the agreement provides that if any of the payments are not made when required, that the town can then pull the business license for the hotel, so the hotel can't operate until the town is made current on those payments. So that is kind of the description of the agreement in a nutshell, and I'm happy to answer any questions that folks may have.
I think the commissioners have had ample time to get their questions answered, so is there anyone in the public that would like to ask a question? Okay, anyone in the public that has a comment?
I guess I do have a question.
Well, all right.
The 37.5.
Well, it's not working. Oh, wait, the audio is working though, right? So we should have people come up?
I'm recording.
All right. If you would, please come up to the mic, please. And I forgot to mention for those trying to watch this, which they probably can't hear this anyway, but we're sorry we've had technical difficulties and it's somehow connected with the beach cam and the wireless. I don't know. All that tacky stuff. I don't know. But it just ain't working today. All right. So, but we are audio taping it so that people can go back and listen. So,
my name's Gary Ekman, and I own a place on the beach. Just a question to clarify, the 37.5 annual payment, that is, what does that represent? I didn't get a chance to look through this whole agreement. And then the payment terms for the $500,000 or the $400,000, that is over a period of time?
Clarify. So for the $500,000, starting April 1st of this year, there'll be a $5,000 a month payment that gets credited against that. But the $400,000 lump sum is otherwise due no later than June 30, 2017. It can get paid earlier. And to the extent that there have been $5,000 a month payments made along the way, they get credited against that $400,000.
So 2017 is...
Right.
When it will be paid
right,
for.
The $400,000. Mm-hmm. And we've got a letter of credit. You all will have a letter of credit in that full amount so that if it's missed, you can just go over to the bank and say, please give us our money. And then the additional $100,000 payment is due no later than April 1st, 2020. And, you know, part of it is cash flow and getting the project up and running and right. whatnot. And then the annual $37,500 payment is due beginning the end of this year.
And what does that represent?
Well, it represents a couple of things. First of all, I mean, the town is giving up its right to 3,000 square feet of space, and obviously $500,000 in and of itself is not enough. But that represents a payment to be made by the hotel as a way of kind of, I'll say, amortizing or paying additional consideration to the town for surrendering space. And if you apply a 5% cap rate, then that's worth $750,000 in net present value.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Any other comments? Okay, I will say that information was sent out about this. We discussed it January 2nd. In executive session, then we put it out to the public. It's been in the public's eye for at least 3 weeks. During that time, I've sent out 2 e-blasts, major e-blasts, when as many people that I had emails for, and all the businesses in town as well as property owners. And the response has not been overwhelming. I mean, a lot of people said, whatever you think's best is fine. Some of them didn't even bother opening the email. But of those that responded, the vast majority of them said, it sounds reasonable. I understand why you need to do this. We're glad that, you know, we're going to have our own space. you know, and a lot of comments. A lot were just neutral. Some of them had questions. Some of them were mad at the beginning. But then when I started talking about the whole situation, most of them said, oh, you know, okay, now it makes sense to me. You know, they didn't understand, you know, why would we go to a place that, you know, we had our own building and had to pay for our own heat and electric and everything else. Well, that we'd have to do that in the other space, too. And the other space we had really was not sufficient. It wasn't large enough for what we needed to do. So there are a lot of reasons that it's good to get out of this. Did we mention the parking spaces that we will still have as well?
No. The current law provides that the town gets 15 parking spaces in the project. That requirement remains unchanged.
Yeah.
So the town will still have the right to...
Which means employees could park over there and walk to town hall in summer if there's a lot of, you know, not many spaces, or police cars could be stored over there, or... I don't know, we might even be able to put meters in. I don't know, but we can use it in any way we want. Those spaces still remain ours. So beyond that, I guess, you know, it seems to me like a reasonable agreement, and it does avoid potential litigation. So with that, if there's no other public comment.
I'll make a comment. Well, I just want to thank Richard DeForest for all the work he did. I asked a lot of hard questions and probably became annoying to some of the other commissioners, but he answered all my questions, and I feel much comfortable now, so I want to thank you.
So you're okay with us, the town, paying his bill?
I didn't say that. I mean, I haven't seen the bill yet, but I mean, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Mayor, how do we account for the emails that have been for and against the
Well, I sent a summary. I mean, after the first round, I sent a summary to all the commissioners and said if you wanted to see all the emails, I'd send them to you, and no one asked for
them. No, I just mean for the record, for the public record. How do we account for, because I know Ken Lodge and Mr. McKinney and Marcia Sheck and people who come to a lot of them.
Well, I'll ask Mark. You know, I can email them all, and they can put them in the record somewhere.
How do we account for them?
I'm happy to have a file that contains any and all correspondences that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't a public hearing, so I don't think we have to actually...
No, but I'm happy to do that and have that on file. Because I'm happy to do that. So
I just don't know how to respond to people when they say, please enter this into the record. What is the record if it's not a public hearing? I understand it's not an advertisement. And some people said they wanted to have a public hearing, so that's another reason why I'm putting that. I'm asking that you wanted a public hearing.
Yeah.
Happy to put a file together, happy to memorialize that, and have it available to anybody who would like to come and see it.
Right. Okay. Well, in that case, I guess I'll call for a motion. Would someone like to make a motion?
I'd like to motion that we approve this third amendment to mutual agreement and release as written and posted for this meeting.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed.
Okay. So we have four in favor and one opposed.
Okay.
I'd like to put on the record why I'm opposed.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I think this is a really, personally, I think this is good for the town. I personally like the idea of, and I think Mark and Richard Forson have put a lot of hours into this, so I want to thank them. I think there's a lot of miscommunication out there. The mayor sent the property owners a letter saying that the plans, that the town plans to buy land in town for a current, exactly. The plans are to buy land in town near the current town hall. And my problem with this is that I see the five of us people representing you, the public, and the property owners and the stakeholders. And I feel like because of lack of public venting and people asking for a record of the January 2nd minute, you know, meeting, et cetera, that I'm not representing the voice of the people, which is my oath of office, is that my power as an elected official flows through the people. And I feel like we're treating it too much as a private business with a decision. Doesn't mean I'm against the decision personally as a citizen. I would be probably sitting out there saying I'm in favor of it. It's just that the lack of public process and the 3 weeks, this was noticed on January 2nd, and we've had 3 weeks, and I just think the public is confused by some press. And it's at the grain of what I ran for office for, is to be more transparent with the process.
Yeah, I guess my only comment I wanted to make is, you know, we don't always have the best relationships with businesses in town, but in the case of this amendment, David Sills and DBE with Mark and Richard have really had a very cooperative negotiating style to something that works for DBE as well as something that's going to work for the town. And I just wanted to thank them because I think it's a good thing when you can have an agreement that works in both directions.
Well, part two of my comment are there are two issues on the table. One issue is clarification of the MAR, hotel space, condo space. That absolutely has to be done. That could be part of a vote today. I would make a motion to clarify that based on what Mr. Forreston and our town manager have done. They did an excellent job clarifying that. That's part one. Part two is the town space, giving back the town space to DBE. I'm okay with that personally. I just feel that I haven't heard, it hasn't been a noticed agenda item, and I feel I need to hear from the public on that item about giving up the town space. So that's a separate issue. They're not married at the hip. It's not a Siamese twin. These are two separate issues with two prongs. So as much as I'm okay with a lot of this, I feel as though that the public hasn't had a chance to vent on it as I would.
I disagree completely. I think that the public has had at least 3 solid weeks in which I have begged them to give us input on this. And we did receive input on every aspect of this deal, most of which, quite frankly, centered on the town space and not the hotel issue. So I think that, you know, we have done what we need to do. I mean, there's always this reference to the dead of winter. And, you know, this town operates 365 days a year. It doesn't just operate in summer. And some of you aren't around, but then you have a chance to come. You have a chance to normally listen because we have videotape. And you have a chance to write to your commissioners. You have received information. I mean, we've done everything we can to put it on your plates. Yeah. But we can't make you eat it if you don't read it or you don't care or you don't respond. Yeah. But believe me, we got enough responses on this. And I don't think that, you know, out of transparency, that there's anything that we have not done that isn't transparent. Now, you know, there was an issue way back several years ago that people keep bringing up, where there was a major decision about condo conversions done on January 2nd. You have to realize that was in an era, first of all, I don't think the meeting was really even noticed properly, but they did the meeting, they made the vote right that day. We didn't do that. We waited 3 weeks. We asked for your input. We sent out information. And when this other decision was made, it was an era where you didn't have email and you didn't have internet. So, you know, that was so much more egregious than what we are doing today that any example equating them is quite frankly very insulting.
I think most people understand that.
Yeah. Well, some people don't. So.
Well, whether it's a dollar or $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million, I just feel as that it's not my place to vote on. Yeah. So I think I made it
Anna,
clear.
You made
it clear.
You made your point. Okay. Can we move on?
Yes, we moved on. So we voted, and that is done. All right. Now let's see. Is it 11?
Minutes.
No, we have time to do some of our other stuff before the public hearing. So let's go back to approval of minutes. And we have minutes from, let's see, the executive sessions and, let's see, also the meeting of November 8th. Are there any changes to the meeting minutes of November 8th or any questions? I do have one question myself. There were a few minor nitpick changes I'll just give to Mark or Ashley to do, just little typos. We're on November 8th on the first page under the public hearing, the very last sentence of the first paragraph. And where we're talking, it says, we're talking about the flood damage reduction ordinance. And then David King stated, he will amend the current draft, get it posted on the town website, will make appropriate administrative changes, that needs to be a D there, and will work with Fred for language in terms with the encroaching which point to 185. I don't know what that means. The language in terms with the encroaching which point to 185.
Encroaching properties.
Property encroachment, I mean. So if we, you think if we added encroaching property in there?
Properties, yeah.
Properties would work?
Okay. It seems D-O-N-S at properties.
Yeah. All right. Other than that, any other changes to the minutes?
Yeah, I just want to, on number 3, I want to reassert that the town manager has no role in town investment.
Right.
Okay. And I'd like that added to number 3.
Okay. And then there's one more.
Why don't you pass this down to... That needs to go to Mark.
Mark.
That's just the minor edits to the minutes.
On number three, Mark, I know you've mentioned this before. Was this discussed at this meeting? Did we have that discussion?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, number eight, the last sentence about the policy committee. If you check the tape, I think the word was management instead of manuals. Commissioner Legates recommended that the Dewey Beach town staff looks at the Bethany Beach policy manuals as a possible guide, as they have been recognized and been awarded for their management instead of the word manuals.
Oh,
because I don't know anything about that. Manuals.
Yeah, okay,
management.
Got it.
Thank you.
Any other changes? All right, motion to approve the minutes. From November, what is it? I gave mine away now. November 8th? November 8th. Motion to approve the minutes for November 8th, please.
Second.
Thank you. For the record, David Jasinski motioned and Courtney seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. December 13th. Any changes to the minutes?
Yes.
Yes?
I'd like to know on the approval of minutes what the status is of the October 11th executive session minutes. It says they will be on the January agenda. Are they?
They were on the January agenda. We had some edits that were supposed to be made.
Okay, so that will be hopefully done on February then.
No, they're on today.
Now.
They're on now.
They're on the agenda now.
They're on now.
Yeah.
All right. And then I wanted to ask on the item number three, I'd like to hope there was some question about February and perhaps future meetings. I would like to actually post the town meeting for the rest of the year.
Yes.
So we will post that Monday morning for the rest of the year, so they're on our website.
Right.
And lastly...
Just so you'll know, before you leave that, my strong recommendation is we stick with the regular date for February. There's just no time we can get everybody here.
The 14th.
We tried. 14th. And people have complained about the changing of the dates, but bottom line is everybody's been traveling and been on vacations and, you know... We have to have a personal life, and so in order to get all of us together on this important vote, this was the only day we could do it. So.
Okay, now number seven, I would like to add, where it says discuss the look for things for the budget. We talked about that. The commissioners wanted me to prepare a budget that is not a gap-based budget, and I want to confirm that in our minutes.
Right.
That's what I was asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, David, you recall that.
Yeah. What are we? So we're on. I'm just trying to be clear. We're on number seven of the December minutes. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number seven.
It's preliminary that we acknowledge that this will not be a gap-based budget that you will see by your recommendation.
Right.
So we're not doing what Larry Silver recommended that we do.
We discussed that. We discussed it in length.
We're doing what the commissioners asked me to do.
Right.
I mean, this is the minutes of what we
what we already discussed and decided in.
I just want to make sure the minutes reflect what we discussed.
Okay. Any other changes to the minutes for December?
Oh, number nine. December 13th. Number nine. I didn't listen to the tape, but the last sentence is something about Larry Silver about GAAP, and it has to do with the employee bonus. So I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but the reference to the employee bonus was, I just copied this, was the audit report. And since I haven't listened to the tape, I just wanted to give you the, I don't know if we can attach this to the minutes or not. This is what the reference I made. And if you don't want to attach it to the minutes, No, it's just it's a minutes. It's a reference to, the reference says it was to GAAP, and the reference was to what was in the audit report.
And
since I haven't checked the tape, I was just going to see if Ashley could check the tape. So we can use this for future reference. Since we voted to not do anything, I just wanted to have it for reference. But I can't change the minutes without listening to the tape.
Yeah, I mean... As I read number nine here, it reads exactly what we did. So
right.
I'm trying to understand what you might want changed.
Right. I don't understand.
We'll just keep it for reference in the future.
All right.
All right. I would probably delete
the reference. So no other changes to the minutes then for December 13th?
Oh, David King's edits on number one. Discuss and possibly vote on the flood damage reduction ordinance as recommended by the Planning Commission. Did anybody check to see if those were the only edits in the ordinance?
They are the only ones. I went back to my notes. I took notes when David made the motion, and I have them.
Okay,
because
I can't approve the minutes without checking that.
Okay. Remind me if I forget. Okay, I'll just call the vote in on this.
I recall there being more edits.
Well, wait a minute.
Am I wrong?
Guys, when we were in that meeting, I remember I didn't just do it once. I did it twice.
Nice.
Exceptionally clearly what the changes we were making were. Right. I mean, I remember very, very specifically going through these are the exact changes and then reading it twice.
Right.
So what specifically are you saying is not there?
Do you agree with Dave and Courtney that this includes all the edits?
I don't know.
Because I don't think, my personal opinion, it doesn't, but without listening to the tape, I can't say, I can't approve them without, I apologize for that.
Well, as far as I know, going back to my notes that I actually took, like David said, he made the motion twice. I took notes on everything that was in that, and it matches what the minutes say. So I'd say we approve them, and then if you find anything in the meantime, you can go back and we can amend them next month.
If you, so why don't we just approve them for now. Approve this? If you listen to the audio tape and transcribe it and you find something different, which I don't think it is, then
right.
we can amend it
right.
later day. Okay?
All right. So, may I have a motion to approve the minutes from December
13th? If that's appropriate, I don't know if that's appropriate.
So moved.
Second? Do we have a second? Mary? All in favor?
All right. I'm going to abstain since I haven't done.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't
That's
do
fine.
Work.
All right. We had a couple announcements.
We need to vote to approve the executive session minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't you take that
yes.
part?
Okay. Yeah. So, guys, we have two executive session minutes we need to approve. I resent them out earlier this week. We still have the minutes from October. Anna, I got an email from you this morning, and I know you may have a concern, but we can't discuss in public the content of the executive session minutes. So
I know,
I'm really confused on how we're ever going to get these approved if I don't understand what you
mean. Well, I'm fine for the one said it was just October 11th, because I didn't agree with the minutes, so I guess I would just approve not to.
But you've never told me what you want changed,
right.
So I feel kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And you can't discuss it in a public meeting
right.
what you want changed.
And it's not right in the interest of transparency to not approve these minutes in a timely fashion. These are minutes from October. Being
so,
held up by 8 minutes by one person.
Point, you've never told me what
it's a clarification
concerns.
Issue that ties with an employee letter we received this week, so I think it's too sensitive for me to even comment in public.
Well, you can't comment in public.
So I can't comment in public.
So
all right, we'll approve the minutes as they are, and again, if we need to amend them next month, we'll amend them next month. But Anna, you got to get them what you want done. It's been a month. So
the public understands the reason it involved an issue with another commissioner that I think can only be clarified in executive session due to the confidentiality of the issue.
Why
so I'll just
it, why didn't you bring it up this morning then?
Right, because we didn't have anything, and no one brought it up in executive session.
Well, you should have. You should. Never mind. Let's just approve the minutes as they are, and if you need to edit them next month, if you think it's that important.
Can someone motion to approve the
Please,
October
I will make a motion
based,
to approve
okay.
it. The minutes for what date was it?
October
11th. All right, do we have a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Abstain based on a recent correspondence we received from Town Hall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the next meeting minutes?
No, the January 2nd executive session minutes. I also sent those to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just have a motion to approve
yeah,
those?
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. May I have a motion to approve?
So move.
Second?
Can I second my own minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I second my own minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good. Glad we got that over with. All right. Yes.
Can we take 5 minutes right before the public hearing?
All right, let me just do the announcements, and then we'll do that. If you forget, remind me. We have a few quick announcements. We have Planning Commission members needed. We have two really key people who are not going to continue. So we have David King and Jim Deedes have both said they will not continue on. They won't go for another term. So we need two people, very important positions to fill. If anyone has any special skill sets in zoning or drafting or designing or I don't know what else. What are the skill sets for planning commission members? Probably just a good attention to detail, someone that's a quick thinker. you know, and is not biased in any way. So, all right, that's what we need. And also that there are financial disclosure forms that we have here. I brought them. So those of you that are on committees, like Dale and Eleanor, I think you already signed one. But as other people come today, I would like to capture them. I found that's the only way to do it is you give them the paper, say, sign this before you leave that door, and that's the only way you get it. Otherwise, you give them the paper, it ends up on their desk under everything else, and 5 months later, you don't have it done.
It takes 60 seconds to fill
it out. It takes 60 seconds. So, Dale, if you would, and anybody else who's on, I don't think there's anyone else here, but if you would help me capture the others if they show up, we'll lasso them and not let them out till they sign it, right? All right, and then, Mark, there was something on an annual progress report for CRS. Can you handle that one, or is that... Okay.
Ma'am.
Yes?
Oh,
yeah, there was a... I thought you said yes.
I have to say.
Yes.
By the way, that doesn't work with Mark.
Would you?
Yes. There is a... I had it somewhere. There was a report that was... written up by Jim Deedes, Bill Mears, and David King, that will be sent as an annual progress report. I will post it on the website as well as forward.
Okay, very good. And then one last thing that's very good news, but the county apparently had, the county, Sussex County, apparently had a surplus, and they're sending $10,000 to every town to be used for the police. So getting an extra free ten grand, and the police have already submitted some kind of grant for it, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what it's for?
It was for updating police cars, their ability to outfit their cars with computer and tracking systems.
Right, okay. I'm going to fit one other quick thing in here, and then we'll be pretty much up to caught up. We had number one on the item on the agenda was discuss and possibly vote to recommend to the governor the appointment of alderman and assistant alderman. And we have discussed that. I would like to say this is was a wonderful time of overabundance in Dewey Beach. We had 15 people apply for these positions. I went through the pile first and figured I could eliminate half. I could eliminate two. And from there, I was totally stymied. I said, we can't interview 13 people. This is overwhelming. So I gave them to Courtney, who is an attorney and a former alderman. I said, Courtney, you figure out another way to, you know, figure out who should be top priority in terms of interviewing because we don't want to interview 13. And he could only eliminate, he only got half of them. You know, he came back, he still had seven. These are all so good, we have to interview them. We did, and we had wonderful interviews. The first person would leave, and we'd say, well, how would you rate them on 1 to 10? We all said a 10. And the next one would come in, and when they left, how do you rate them? A 10. It was like, oh, my God. So at any rate, it was a tough decision, but we have made selections, and we would like to nominate three people. We have two aldermen and assistant aldermen, but the governor always wants a third so that they have some choice, perhaps. So, Courtney, if you would make the motion.
Yeah, as a result of the interviews and the discussions with the commissioners, where we are going to recommend in order, actually, the governor looks for a recommendation for the alderman, a recommendation for the assistant alderman, and a recommendation for an alternate, which gives the governor the opportunity to make his own selection with regards to our recommendations. And the candidates are candidate one for alderman, candidate five for assistant alderman, and candidate seven for the alternate.
Can you read the names?
No.
Oh, God.
We can't read the
names?
No.
Then because from now they have to be vetted.
Yeah. Okay.
And then sent to the governor's office.
I didn't know what the process is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but the candidates will be informed because we have to get their background information and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so you made the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Well, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Got that one done. Now we will take a 5-minute break, and then we will reconvene at about 11:01.
And thank you, Courtney, for screening.